Now, this next story is from the Daily Mail, and this is almost as bad as that piece of video footage you can find on YouTube of Angela Merkel ripping a German flag out of the hand of a child and throwing it off stage. A councillor tries to ban Union Jack bunting to celebrate the Queen's birthday in case tourists mistake the town for National Front HQ. Councillor Liz Harvey objected to the patriotic display being hung in Ledbury because she said visitors would be unsettled by the red, white and blue flags. She claimed that one Irish visitor to the town's 2012 poetry festival was so perplexed by the Union Jack bunting that he asked Councillor Harvey whether Ledbury was the British headquarters for the far-right political party. The council made the bizarre comments during the town council meeting to discuss how the area would mark the Queen's 90th birthday and Armed Forces Day. Residents are now calling for her to resign, claiming it's an example of political correctness gone mad. She said, quote, "If I could make one plea, please no red, white and blue bunting." Referring to the poetry festival, she added, "A number of people were really quite unnerved by the red, white and blue. They were perplexed, and one asked me if Ledbury is the UK headquarters of the National Front. Others wondered if they had walked into the National Front area, as they were used to this sort of thing in Ireland, and they were quite unsettled." End quote. Fellow councillors were shocked at Councillor Harvey's comments and voted in favour of spending £500 on red, white and blue bunting. The display will be hung to coincide with the monarch's milestone birthday and the Hertfordshire Armed Forces Day on June 25th. Councillor Elaine Fieldhouse told the meeting it's for the Queen's birthday and wear red, white and blue, and that's what we'll have. Councillor Bob Barnes added, "The events are a celebration of the Queen and Great Britain, and the members of the armed forces who fought under the Union flag." While Ledbury Mayor Councillor Annette Crowe, one who is half Irish, said, "We're talking about our Queen and country. The bunting should be red, white and blue." Speaking after the meeting, Councillor Harvey stood by her comments, insisting other colours would be more suitable for bunting. She said, "The mayor suggested the bunting be left up all summer. I made the request that councillors consider a wider variety of colours than those used for ceremonial and commemorative events." But she later apologised for her comments, saying she wasn't as succinct as she'd planned to be. "It was at the end of a long and difficult meeting," she said. "I didn't mean to offend anyone, and I'm sorry if offence had been taken. If flag bunting is to go up specifically for the Queen's birthday or First World War events, I would support that wholeheartedly. People say I was disrespectful to the war dead, but I didn't mean any offence. I'm patriotic and would wave my flag when the Queen goes by. My point is that the bunting previously used by the town council in 2012 was left up for the rest of the season. If they're going to be up all the time, perhaps we can consider what colour they're going to be instead of just going for red, white and blue. When you have it right through the town and it's not for a national event, it just looks a bit odd." The residents are now accusing the council of making Ledbury a laughingstock. Flower seller Brian Bellows, 45, said, "What a ridiculous thing to say. How on earth can the Union flag be viewed as racist? Is the councillor honestly suggesting the Queen is racist for flying the flag outside Buckingham Palace? She should resign immediately. Her careless comments have made this lovely town a laughingstock." Barman Kirk Howell, 23, added, "It's yet another example of political correctness gone completely barking mad." And I tend to agree.